Shami B'mezin and not B'shege with Adam B'chunia Ben Akana. Maybe later in the sugyas we'll see more reasons why there's no tour of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. So Aloch, if someone does something in Shabbos, Kureh HaBeged Shechaveir B'Shabbos is a tour of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. But we'll see later, could be as another reason if Tashlumei Terumah is a Begeder Kaporeh, could be in Kaporeh is no Ptur of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. So all Rashi is going to, there's no Ptur of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei because he had to have Chavei Mises with the Odom, Shabbos, and not Chavei Krisus, and not Chavei Mises with the Shomayim. All Rashi is going that in Kaporeh is no Ptur of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. But in a way, Rashi himself is not mentioning the Ptur of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. He's not taking care where disappeared the Proba of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei. Why is no Chisoron of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei? We'll see later the Eitzes about it. Why is no Chisoron? Why is no Baya of Kim Levi the Rabbi B'nei? So we'll see the mission. Sa'arich al Trumas Chometz v'Pesach b'Shegi Mishal in Kerev v'Chomesh b'Meizi Potu mitashlum mit Mayetz. So drash. B'Shegi k'sheshodek b'Trumo ve'afilu heizit b'Chometz. Kamo b'ya kores. Mishal in Kerev v'Chomesh. Ve'af al Gav g'leya v'shav yimidit v'Chometz v'Pesach osur ba'anoel. So why he has to pay? Miu Shegi b'Trumo d'chsibe v'chamishitzo Yosef olo. The nosa lakoynes hakoydesh dobor haroy li es koydesh she'ena yochol esham lo yamoes elo haperes. You can't pay cash, you have to pay papers. Ve'atashlumim nasim truma kedo lekamon lav lefi domi meshalem elo lefi mida meshalem hilkach lav bosar domi mazlina. He ate a pound, he has to give a pound. He ate a kilo, he has to give a kilo. But man, it doesn't make a difference how much it's worth or it's not worth. You don't pay the shavias, you pay the kamut, the amount. B'meile, even that it's not worth money, you have to pay. B'meizi, she'ezit b'turumo, afilu shodek b'chometz. Potum natashlumim, umim me'etzim. What is natashlumim ben me'etzim? Rashi monashah. If it's a regular turumo, you potum natashlumim. And even if it's turumat me'o, you potum me'etzim. That meizim shoyzu ruyu laasik otaras nafshilu mishum de trumas meizim en bochoymesh vein tashlumeo lekaporo vein asim trumo lega bochoymesh bishgogeks aval meizim eile legishar gazem baalmo mishalem moetz ulefi domim veloi lefi midon vechomez bepesar labar domim udaosu baanoe vav leesig lea bechazile velemine afsim. So Rashi says, Rashi again, Mis'alim from the Inyan Fikim et Rabbanei, and Rashi says, if you're shaking on the Truma, so it's Tashlumei Kapora, Lefi Midah Mishalem. So you write that it's not worth nothing, but you pay it back. Hashehege B'meizid, it's not Lefi Midah Mishalem. You pay back what you will mazik the other person, the amount that it's worth. Chometz B'Pesach is worth nothing. And Rashi finishes the last three words in the Mishnah, Velav Midah Afsadei. He didn't lose nothing. Nothing. So, well, maybe a little bit to explain. Maybe a little like dumb. The halacha is if you eat truma, you have to pay back. If you eat b'shege, tashlumei truma. You pay back fruit, not money, and it becomes kodesh b'kedushas truma. That's the Hashem we'll see in the end of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. If you have to pay dafka with fruit, or you could pay with meat. And the meat will become kodesh. Adonai, you only could pay with something that couldn't have a kedushas truma. That is already a specific question. Money for sure not. The tashlumim have to become kodesh with kedushas truma. There has to be mamish fruit, or could be food that could become kodesh with kedushas truma. That we'll have to see in the Hemshah HaGemara. Who you pay it back? You pay it back to the kohen that you ate, and you give him a chomesh. What would be if you ate your own truma? What means your own truma? Could be two cases. Could be a case that you're Israel, you have a field, you're matrish truma. Before you gave it to the kohen, you ate it. So you have to be matrish, and then you give it to every kohen that you want to give it to. Sometimes you have another case that you have truma, shenoflu loy mi beis avi imoy. His mother is a daughter of a Kohen, but his father is a Yisrael. So she's not a Kohenis. The grandfather is a Kohen. He had a lot of Trum and he died. So the mother Yashins it. After the mother Yashin, the mother dies, it goes to the Eniko. Now, this Trum he doesn't have to give to a Kohen, because what already was Niskayan mitzvah Nesina's Truma when they gave it to the grandfather. He's not allowed to eat it. But he could sell it for Kayanim for a cheap price. Regular Truma you can't sell, you have to give to the Kohen. This Truma he could sell. He could sell cheap. This is called Truma Satsmai. So what if a person gets the Truma by Yerusha and he ate it? He has to do Tashlumi Truma. To who? Hear me. To who? To who? To who you do it? You do it to yourself and you can give it to who you want. So the Tashlumi Truma, if I ate Reuven's Truma, Koyen Reuven, I have to pay back to Reuven. If I ate my own before I gave to the Koyen, I'm Afrish and I give it to the Koyen. If I ate what I yarshin, it's called Trumas Atzmoy Me'avim Koyen, I mafrish it, I keep it by me and I can sell it. We'll see later, there's a lot more to understand in that. But don't see the halacha. In all of these cases, the fruit becomes kodesh. B'mezi, there's no parshas tashlumi trume. I'm a regular ganef. So there's no parshas tashlumi trume. Oh, if not mazid, I burn it, I'm a mazid. There's also no parshas tashlumi truma. Then I have to pay cash to the koya that I used it for. Or if it was before the afroshe, I owe the shevet akoyanim. But if the mashal, it's truma shenofule mibabi imoy, my own truma, I don't, if I burned it, I don't have to pay no one. If I ate it mazid, I don't have to pay no one. Plus the aloche be'etzem, if tashlumei truma. At least shitas Rashi. So shitas Rashi and roiv rishoyge. B'shoyge, we pay lefi mido, and it becomes kodesh the fruit. And I want to say v'kula alma, you pay fruit and the fruit become kodesh. How much you pay, we'll learn in the Gemara. But tashlumei truma b'shoyge apeires. Maybe oichlim shenim kedushim v'kedushas truma. Mashaygem b'meizi. There's a tashlum in momenes, no tashlum in peyres, and I only have to pay the one that I was mazik, and that goes with the klali of a mazik. Rashi comes and learns pshat in our Mishnah that if I ate b'shoigeg, so you're right that it's worth nothing, but I'm paying back the amount. Say the poshtun nusach. I have to replace the truma. I was machzir from oilam truma. I have to replace the truma. So it doesn't make a difference how much it's worth. It doesn't make a difference how much it's worth. Even if it's worth nothing, I have to replace it and give back the truma. Even if it's shoving nothing, I have to give it back. But she'ikin b'meizi. That is worth, as no parsha of tashlumi truma, it's only money. So b'meila, I don't have to give it back. I will ask you a better question. B'shoigeg, I have to give it back. Amazing, I don't have to give it back. It was worth nothing. Let me the absent. B'shoigeg, Rashi says, even if there's no price, I have to give it back. To who I have to give it back? Think good. To who I have to give it back? The Achronim have a big suffix to who to give it back. To who I will give it back? So, to who to give it back? I ate trumas chometz b'shoigeg b'pesach. It's worth nothing, but if you meet a mishalim, I have to give it back. To who?
To any kohen.
To who?
Any
kohen. Why to any kohen? Maybe to myself? No, maybe to myself. I'll mafish trumah, I can sell it. Why to any kohen? Or say, give it back to that guy. Or give it back to that guy. Could hear that. Or I don't have to give it to no one. When I ate my own truma, what we said, I have to mafrish it, I don't have to give it to no one, I can sell it with full price. So we have three options: to give it to that kohen, to give it to Eikoyet or to keep it to myself or to be Kadosh, but I could sell it. The same way when I yashin truma for my grandfather, that I could sell it. That I could sell it. What? Why would I eat my own truma and keep it to myself?
But he went to the kohen.
Say that.
It's
not
a kohen. You went through a
kohen
here.
It's not din went to the kohen. It's a din I have to replace the truma. I'm replacing the truma. Oh, no, I have to give it back to that guy. If I don't have to give it back to that guy, and I'll explain the suffix for two reasons. One reason is Isura Noah is no Baili. There's no Kohen that owns it. We had the title Isura Noah is no Baili. We had a suffix in Davov Amud Beis. Isura Noah is no Baili. Right, and Rashi here is not so mashma, because Rashi said, why be mazed I don't have to pay him? Rashi doesn't say because I didn't take it from him. Lav me the afsadeh. Mashma from Rashi that he is the Bible. Just lav me the afsadeh. Rashi could have said much better. Mazed I don't have to pay, it was belong to no one. Isura Baili, I know it's no Baili. That's what Rashi could have said. Isura, I know it's no Baili. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, the lav mi de afsede. Mashma that he is a Baili. But I will go weiter. What is the reason? Maybe not to pay him back. Maybe just to pay the belt of the Kriyani. Yeah? Maybe not to pay him back, just to pay the belt of the Kriyani. I pay him back because I stole from him. I have to replace the truma. But why to him? Because I took it from him. Here, love me the afsadeh. He didn't lose nothing. So if he didn't lose nothing, maybe I don't have to replace it to him. This is what the achronim ha-mesupik. The Chazon Ish says, when you read the Mishnah, it's mashma, you give it to that kohen. Because if not, someone will have to speak it out. This is the Chazon Ish. If the Tana didn't say it, it's mashma, you pay the person, and we will have to understand why. Again, this is the first time Modas has gone. Rashi says, b'shoigeg, even that it's worth nothing, as the fimidu mishalem, I have to pay tashlum etrum. Amazing that it's tashlum egeza, love me the afsadeh, I don't have to pay. Now we're claiming b'shoigeg that I do have to pay. To who I pay? To him, to the Kohen, and to myself. So he said, if he's not a Baili, it's very hard to understand why to give it to him. He said, I don't give Rashi, let me the afsadeh. Rashi doesn't say, Shiloi hoy or Shiloi. Rashi just says the word, let me the afsadeh. Although we ask even more, even when I let me the afsadeh. You're right. If the Tashlumim is to him because he lost, he has a damage. It's his hefset. Okay. It's his hefset. If it's his hefset, it says it's not to say only if he had a hefset. If he didn't have a hefset, maybe I don't have to give it to him. I could give it to myself. I could give it to different kayanim. But the Chazon Ish says it's a shtickel Greek in the Mishnah. It's mashma mishalim. Mishalim. Mishalim is mashma migate and mitzol, right? These are the words of Mishalim. So what's in the Chazon Ish? As Oymed on it, if you really pay him or not, you know, there's no dvorim brurim. But don't see the story. We'll start the Gemara. It's not us. Ha'oichel truma b'shoigeg, Mishalim keren v'choymish. Echod ha'oichel, ve'echod ha'shoyse, ve'echod ha'sach, echod truma t'meo, ve'echod truma t'oiro. Mishalim choymish, וחומשה דחומשה. זה קדרש. ואיך עוד עשה? ואמרו לי פרק בסר דיומה, שיחה כשתיה, ושתיה בכלל אכילה. ואוכל, סיב כי יאכל קוידש. ושגוד, דאילו גוז לו, וישליחו לנור, אפילו בשגג, ולא יודע שיתרומו, אין המשלם חוימש, אלו קרן. ישר מזיק חולי דאם. דאם אמר כי יויך על פרט למזיק. חומשה דחומשה, שהתשלום נעשה בתרומו. ואם חוזר האוכל בשגי עושה חוי משרישי, חוי זור משלם חוי משול. זה אינטרסנט. חומשה דחומשה. דחומש becomes קודש, and if you eat the חומש, you pay חומש on the חומש. This is all a bepshat. It's not. You don't have to say חומש לחומש. The חומש becomes תרומה, and if you eat it, you have to pay again תשלום מתרומה. It's mashma that was boshet. That if you eat it, you pay tashlum mitrum. It's truma. But was a tzad that is no choymesh al choymesh. The chiddush is umeshalem by chumsha de chumsha. Meshalem chumsha de chumsha. Why? Why did I say stop? Umeshalem tashlum mitrum al choymesh. Could be we said. A big chiddush that not only if you eat the chumash you have to replace the truma of the chumash, you have to pay chumsha the chumsha. But could be it's more from that. That the chumash is truma, it's pashut. The chumash is truma. But maybe if you eat it, you have to replace it. What is the replace? Put something instead. So what is when you eat truma, they tell you replace the truma plus a chumash. Replace the truma plus the chaymish. If you ate that chaymish, you have to replace it. Although who said that as a replace of chaymish, that as a chaymish, the chaymish becomes a truma. The chaymish becomes a truma. The chaymish becomes a truma. Now, if someone ate it, he has to replace it. So, but what is the chaymish? It stands instead of the truma. It's the bigger vision of it. Keren vechaymish. Now, when someone eats that chaymish, he for sure has to replace it. But who said that that chaymish also has a replacement if keren vechaymish? Again, it's a truma that is standing chaymish against the truma. You have a truma. When you eat it, the replace is bigger. Who said when you ate that chaymish is a musik to replace that chaymish?
What did that
chaymish become? Truma. But it's not stam a truma. It's a truma that is standing instead of. It's a chaymish that is standing instead of a truma. You had a truma. Now you have standing instead a truma of a chaymish. Again, so the chiddush is first that it's a regular truma, that it's tashlumi truma. And not only a regular truma, it's a truma that again needs a full replacement. I would say that sucks his kedusha from the main. Right? You have truma. So when you eat it, you have truma and chaymish. Right? Now, if someone eats it, he has to replace it for sure. But who said that this chaymish that you add in the truma, you can add more truma? Kivyochel, in the end of the day, you can make 5,000 kilo truma, you'll eat a chaymish. Maybe every time you just replace it. Oh, but you can't make it to grow and grow and grow and grow. And if someone eats a keren b'chaymish, and then he eats another keren b'chaymish, and then he eats another keren b'chaymish, yeah? Eventually you can make the whole world become truma. State as yeah, I'm just saying, when the b'raisa wants to be mechadesh, that the chaymish becomes truma, the b'raisa is saying a bigger chiddush. Not only that it's a replacement for the chaymish, it's a chumsh and a chumsh. Zog di Gemara, Iboy Elu. Kshu meshalem, lefi mido meshalem, oy lefi domi meshalem. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Iboy Elu. Kshu meshalem. Lefi domi meshalem, לפי מידה משלם או לפי דומי משלם. How much he has to pay back. And the Gemara says like this. כל איך אדם מי קורא שווה ארבע זוזה ולבסוף שווה זוזה. If at the beginning it was worth 4 and now it's worth 1. לא הייתי בוא אלך דבדי כדם מי קורא משלם. he has to pay four. Now, when he's ate the truma, a kilo cost $4. Now it's worth one. It's not enough to pay 1 kilo back. He has to pay 4 kilo back. Because every kilo is worth $1. The legoni gazan, the tan kola gazloni, mishayim gishas exhalen. Kiti boyelech, the mikore shove zuzel, the saif shove arba. So a regular ganev doesn't have to pay now a whole kilo. If the kilo was worth before one, now a kilo is worth four, he only gives him a quarter of a kilo. Ma lefi mida meshalim, the omar lei, guri ochal, guri meshalim, yei the kilo you have to pay, or dima lefi domi meshalim, bezuza ochal, bezuza meshalim. Does it the suffix of the gemara. And this is Be'ezem, the sugi that we're going to learn. So the gemara has a suffix lefi mida meshalim, or lefi domi meshalim. And the gemara says, if mikore shove arba ve'ashto shove zuze, loyti boyeloch, that he can't be yoytze with one, because in a ganev also, if a person steals something that it's worth four, and the price goes down, he can't give him back the chayfetz. He has to pay him the shavyes, how much the chayfetz was worth, b'shas nigneir. If the chayfetz is around, he can tell him, arei shecho lefonecho. But if the chayfetz is not around, he has to pay him how much it was worth, b'shas nigneir. So here also he will have to pay him four. Masha'inkin. So that is no tzad. Legor amigazle. You write that it's tashlum etrume, but he's also a ganev. You write as tashlum etrume, he's paying a fruit, so he gave back a kilo. The kilo was worth four, now it's worth one. So even if lifimida meshalim, and he has to pay him back a kilo of fruits, you're right, aber lemaisal's ganev, he owes him another three. Kiti boyeloch, before it was worth one, and now it's worth four. As in a regular ganev, it's enough to pay one, a quarter of a kilo. Here in the fidami meshalem, he will pay in fruit, a quarter of a kilo. On the femina meshalem, he has to replace it. That's in the suffix of the gemara. Zot Rashi. Kolecha de mikore, kshaochlo habeshave argud et dalet zuze. I look at that. Ve'ashlo, kshameshalem shave zuze. Sula, miboyle, nehina amidi chato le'achil az trume. בתשלום מידה מיום אמרינו דכהן אוכלו ולגוע משם אמרינו דחולי שהדיונים גויים ממנו כשעסק זילה קורי משלם ואבו דשו ואשלו תפי יודעים לפי דומים משלם נאב אגב דהקפיד אותי לשלם פיירויס להקפיד אלו לפי הדומים כשעס תשלומים ומה שישלם ישלם בפיירס זה לא מהייק צחון רב כדאי גרם דסטוד. But the Gemara is saying like this: Avada, the person is paying back payers. Tashlum etrume, you don't pay money. You pay payers. This is tashlum etrume. Zog the Gemara, but how much you pay? If you need all, if you don't, how much it was worth of the amount? Zog the Gemara, if the price went down, Avada, it's not enough to give back the amount. You have to give also the shavyes. You also got it. But if it's like, the price went up, I was gone, you don't have to give more. But maybe here you have to give the amount. Frek Rav Kiva Eger, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that the only suffix will be if it be Kore Shove Arba, the Ashtar, be Kore Shove Zuzah, the Ashtar Shove Arba. I was gone, it's enough to pay one. So if he don't even Mishalem, he will pay a quarter of a kilo. If he don't even Mishalem, he will pay a kilo. But if mikoresho ve'arba ve'ashtes ve'zuze, for sure it's not enough to give back the kilo, because legora migazle. What is the pshat legora migazle? What is the pshat legora migazle? It's not enough to give back a kilo, mikoresho ve'arba ve'ashtes ve'zuze. Good. So lefin mido meshalem. Lefi mido meshalem, it's enough to give back a kilo. Lefi domi meshalem, it's not enough to give back a kilo. So mikore shove arba ve'ashto shove zuze. So you write that you will give back a kilo because you ate a kilo. Aber atzganev, you have to pay another tree. Yeah? Again, so the Gemara says, the whole topic of the Gemara is, Mikoresh of Azusa Vahashta Arba. As God, if I could give a quarter. So Betruma also, I could give a quarter of a kilo, or I have to give, Lefimido, I have to give a full kilo. But if before it was worth four, now it's worth one, there's no time that I can give back a kilo. Why is that enough? Because Ligoa Migazlan. So because it's Ligoa Migazlan, so what I will have to do? Four what? Pay her some money. As Ligoa Migazlan, what I will have to give back? 4 kilo? I'll give back 1 kilo and 3 more zuz. When the Gemara says, one or four. But the Gemara says, I don't have a suffix if Mikoresh of Arba, the Ashtash of Zuza, you can't be Yoitza with one. Why? Because Ligora Migazlan. So what I have to do? What? I have to give another tree. How? I have to give them with cash or with payers? Cash? Why cash? But if we'll say Lefidomim u'meshalem, sorry, but if the din will be Lefidomim u'meshalem, so how much I would, that the Tashlum and Truma are not Lefid amount, Lefid shavius. So how much I would have to give back? For and fruits and money? No. If lefidomim u'meshalem, not lefimido u'meshalem. If tashlum et truma, you measure the price. So how much I would have to give back? $4 worth fruits. So the shaila is, so why the Gemara says that it's not enough kemina? It's enough kemina. Again, zog the Gemara. Eich ad biyikor shav arba v'ashto shav zuzah is not nafke mine, because even if lefi mida u'meshalem, aber legor migazlan, he has to give four. But you're right. But if lefi domim u'meshalem, and if lefi domim u'meshalem, he would have to pay him four fruits in the worth of $4. If lefi mida u'meshalem, you're right that legor migazlan, that he could pay him, that he has to pay him the money. So frekt ab gibeiger, he doesn't understand how the Gemara says that it's not nafkemina. Second nafkemina is not nafkemina. How much chaymish he has to pay? Mikoresha ve'arba ve'ashta shavizuzah. If lefidomim u'meshalem, so how much chamishi will have to give? If lefidomim u'meshalem, so the four become tashlumi truma, so he has to give a chamishi four. If lefimido u'meshalem, so he has to give one truma, the rest he gives money, tashlumi truma he gives from how much? The chamish, only from what? What would be if the Kayan is Meichelin? So on the Gezer, he could be Meichelin. But on the Shlumei Trume, he can't be Meichelin. See, look at the Gimel Hashas. Koshali, or Mikol Mokim Nafkemine, Din Eino Yichayev Rak Midim Gazlen, Yochel Lashalem Chad Gurye. Beperes, Lotzis Yidei Kapore. Vashar Meshalem Kishas Memoes. והכהן יוכל למחוי וגם החוי משורת מן חד גוריה אבל אם לפי דום עם צורך לשלם דלת גוריה והחוי מש מפרי והכהן אינו יוכל למחוי פרק דם כי בהגי גיל נשאס So again, so the Gemara is as a sofik, avada, again, I wanted to make very clear, if you want to build, this is the whole sugi here. Tashlumei trumo is payas. And the Gemara declares, but how we measure it? And regularly, Ganev, when he steals, kol gazloni meshalmim kishas akzeli. I steal a car that is worth $1 million. 10 years later, the chatmi, the same car is worth $1. So if the car is around, hareishu cholefonecho. Gozal chometz v'ovar leva pesach, oimol le'arei shulchan lefonech. If it's not around, I pay a million. I, this car today will be worth one. Ze lo meshane. And then, if I can't, the Gemara says, what would be if the price became double now? And if the guy would have the car in his house, he would have a car that is worth 2 million. Ze lo meshane. Kol ha-gazlonim meshalmim, kishas ha-gzei. Kol ha-gazlonim meshalmim, kishas ha-gzei. Let's see the halach. Now, Frank, the Gemara, tashlum etrum is not cash, it's payments. But how we measure it? Lefi the amount that he ate, or lefi the shavius? If lefi the shavius, the price goes down, he gives less. I'm sorry, if the price goes down, he also has to give more fruit. Because lo mashane, if we do the shavius, how much it was worth when he ate, and we have to buy food, payers, fruit, in the same amount. So if he ate, it was worth $4, now it's worth $1, he would have to give fruits in $4. If he made a mishalem, he ate a kilo, he pays back a kilo. This is bad in the suffering of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, what is the case? If the case is that the price went down, you write that if he made a, he would pay a kilo. And if he don't, he would pay four. But even if he made a, I'll let go of me gazlet. Reb Kiva Eger understand what means let go of me gazlet, but he's also a gannet. You write that he's also a ganef. But if tashlumim is lefi domim, so he owes tashlumim truma worth $4. So he has to give fruits $4. If lefi mido meshalem, it's enough to pay back truma 1 kilo. You write that legom iganef is a ganef, but that he could pay in cash. A, B, as choymish is tashlumim truma. Tashlumim truma is one. So the choymish will be a fifth of one. If lefi domim meshalem, he will have to pay four. And the kohen can be meichel on the tree, but if the domim, he can be meichel. So why the Gemara says that the only nafkin mina will be in a case for geld? If me kol shove zuzze ve'ash shove arba, so if he mina, one is enough, and if he domim, he will have to pay more. And again, if he domim, he will pay one, and if he mina, he will have to pay more. What? So the Rav Kiveger understand the legoa migazlin means like you understood 5 minutes ago before you heard his kashas. That be'etzim it's a regular tashlum etrum lefimido. Again, we have a suffix. I want to explain if you want to build all the rishonim are going around this shayla. The Gemara declares tashlum etrum are different from regular tashlum. Listen carefully. Regular tashlumim you pay with cash. Regular tashlumim, you pay with cash. So then, avade, kol ha-gazlonim mishalim kishas ha-gzeile, how much was worth cash, the gneve, I would pay. Was worth more, I pay a lot of cash. I pay cash. I cash. How much it was worth when I stole, that is what I owe you in cash. Here, I pay fruits. So the shayla is, it's like gneve, you pay the worth of the shavius, just instead of paying it in money, you pay it in fruits. Or no, you have to replace the truma, the amount that you ate, you have to replace. Does he just not forgive the Gemara? Just the Gemara says, we're chavtzach the nafkimine. Zog the Gemara, not in every case. If the price was 4 and now it's 1, so you're right, lefi domim, avali will have to give 4. 4 in fruit. But if you need, you could give 1. Zog the Gemara, it's not true, because legora migazlet. Rabbi Kiva Eger understood what means legora migazlet, but he's also a ganef. The only nafkimine will be zog the Gemara mikor shove chad ve'ashlo shove arba. If he zuzu, you pay 1, and mina will be machbir. But mina can't be makel, because legora migazlet. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eger will have 3 nafkimines. If it will be lefidomim, so the payment is the shavius and fruit. So if mikor shove arba ve'ashlo shove zuzu, I have to pay a shavius of 4. I have to pay a shavius in 4 with fruit. Masha'en gil if you meet, I pay what? The rest I pay with cash. Chaymish is what? The Sfasem says another nefkimine. Oichel trumas atzmoy. His father Yashin did truma. It was worth 4, now it's worth 1. How much he pays back? Here's another girl in the gas, and he doesn't steal from no one. So how much you would have to pay? the Mido, how much he pays. Again, his father and grandfather was Meir. His grandfather was Meir Yishtoyim Chometz. Mikol Shabbat Arba Vashta Shabbat Zuzza. And he ate it. The Mido Mishalim, he takes one. The Gaon Megaz is stealing from who? From myself? He has to replace the Shavius, the four. So Rav Kivegi has three kashas. The Sfasemes has a fourth one. It's interesting. The Anova from the Sfasemes. Shomati lehakshes. I didn't chat it myself. Someone was worried about me. Shomati lehakshes is a fourth of Gemina. So simple, yeah? He didn't think about himself. Maybe I'll reach him later. Why the Sfasemes didn't think about it. But also Rav Kivegi didn't say that of Gemina. But we have four nefkuminas bad. So the kasha is how the Gemara says that the ganze chakire is only in the case that it was worth four and now it was worth one and now it's four. So Shavius will be one and Mino will be machmir. But because Alba v'ashta zuze, lefimino will have to be one, lefidom be four. No, even lefimino will go amigazlin. But it's not a shlumei truma. This is Rav Kivegi's kasha. Zogt Reb Nochem. And the MS, the Pnei Yeshua, speaks it out. And Gittin, that Nundale, the second piece of Pnei Yeshua, explains it close. And the nicest that it's written is by the Chazon Ish. The copies of the Chazon Ish. The Steibler brings them down. Chazdish goes more and more and more and more to be mastered. But we have to answer Rav Kivegi's kasha. What is the answer of Kivegi's kasha? The answer is Einachana. Rav Kivegi understood that Legora Migazon means Tashlumei Kaporo. One, if lefimido mishal, with mikol shavu arba v'asher shavu zuzu, but I ate a kilo, I paid a kilo. But if tashlumim the kapor is lefidomim, so I have to pay worth $4. If lefimido, I have to pay only the kilo. But I'm also a ganef, so I have to pay. So the gvuegi, I have three nefkiminis. So the sfasemes, I have the fourth one. The answer is no. You write that tashlumi truma is a kapor. But it's not stava kapore like bringing a korban and Yom Kippur. The gather of the kapore is to replace the truma. I stole truma and I'm replacing the truma. I want to explain. Not because I stole from my friend. I stole from truma. We mentioned right at the beginning of Zman HaShoah, we mentioned the Reb Chaim. We mentioned the Reb Chaim. When someone makes me'ile, right? He kodesh. So Reb Chaim came and said, "Avad et aveira. You have kodes. You die." Oh, but it's in the bismedrash of gzeile. Lemarshal me'ile pochit mishav bruta yupatu. Why? Maybe chaz pochit mishav bruta is also. It's a mismedrash. Koil v'mare v'reach en be mishum me'ile. Same thing I'm allowed to look at. You're allowed to look at English. What in the rules, if gzeile is not called gzeile, it also in me'ile. The Chaim and Sefer speaks about the poyer that works besodech aveiroi. It's a drosha that when he works, he's allowed to pick. A person works in someone else's keren, he's allowed to eat grapes. Chutzim is prize. The Torah doesn't want the same thing. When a shor works in the field, you're not allowed to close his mouth. Tzachzorius. When a worker works in the field, he's allowed to eat. There's a pasuk that when he works in hekdesh, he's not allowed. It's like Reb Chaim, I need a pasuk. When he works in a treifa store, he's allowed to. So why you need a pasuk that when he works in hekdesh, he's not allowed to? Pshita that he's not allowed to. While you're allowed to eat by your friend, when you work in a hekdesh, If the hilchus is gzele for my friend, I'm allowed to eat. I'm allowed to eat by Egdish. And the pasuk that I'm not allowed. Zog Rav Nochem. The same thing in Tashlumei Truma, Hashem wants me to replace Truma. What is the best way to replace? So the Machmer Ephraim says, Machmer Ephraim had a tzad that when you steal from someone a car, it was worth a million, and now it's worth a dollar, but you have to get back a million. But if I manage to get exactly the same car, so why I have to pay him? I have to replace it. I replaced it. Now, Loch is not like the Machmer Ephraim. But the Machmer Ephraim had a tzad, the same thing I could say, Arei Shel Cholef Onecho. Same thing I could say, Arei Shel Cholef Onecho. The same thing if I manage to replace it. And Truma, because it's Eilik, and because the Iker is the Kedusha of the Truma, the Aleph base is to replace the Chayfetz. Zog the Gemara, Omer Leigoa Migazlen. Avada, the same way in a Ganev, it's not enough to replace the Chayfetz. You have to replace the Shavyas. Avada and Truma, you also have to replace the Shavyas. So when the Gemara means the Leigoa Migazlen, she doesn't mean you will pay one Be'ilchus Tashlumei Truma and four and another three midin gazlin. Loigora mi gazlin, that the replacement is also shavius. We only meant that the suffix is if lefidomi, it's enough to replace the shavius, or maybe you also have to replace the amount, the middle. But it's no sign that it's enough to replace only the middle. The suffix of the Gemara is if it's enough to replace the Shavyas or also to replace the Midah. Of a Zog the Gemara to replace only the Midah, Lurigona Migazlin. It can't be less than a Gazlin. The Sfasemis says it in one line. Also, look at Yeshua. Yeshua and Gittin. See, they didn't hope Yeshua, but the Yeshua and the Balaam. אבל התזס לשיטוסי, דיבו המסר ולחור in the middle, אבל התזס סבירה לו, ובתרומה משוינת מידי כפור אינם אלו אינו פגיח את מיקור השו בארבע, ולבשוי שו בזוזה. And it brings rights. And this is what the Chazanish says, and this is what the Sfasemes says. But maybe all of the four kashas are not true. When the Gemara says, Nagoa Migazlin, the whole four he has to give us Tashlumei Truma. The Kohen can't be Meichelet. Even Choynesh is from four. Oichel Trumas Atzma is from four. They're stealing from the veld, even if it's a parsha of Kapore. They're stealing from the Oilem HaTruma, needs a Kapore. Klel the Gemara, how? Lefi the Emaud or Lefi the Shavitz? Zog the Gemara, Mikore Shove Arba Vaz, the Shove Zloiti Boiloch, the Mo'ot that you need to pay for. The Regoa Migazlin. The Haidu that the Tashlumei Truma is Legora Migazlin. Not that you Legora Migazlin. Not you the Legora Migazlin. The Tashlumei Truma is Legora Migazlin. Mashaengen, Rabbi Kivayengen understood not like that. And the Chazanish brings down that Chay Mefuresh Beteisus Begitin. And Be'ez Hashem, we're learning that Sugya inside. Zog this Fasemes. I also thought about it. So sometimes you see inside 10 lines, Kurz and Scharf. The Kashas of Kiva Egel. Choshavti, that Avada Legora means not that he's Midin Gazlin. No, the Pshat is that Tashlumei Truma, even if it's the Midah, Oba Avada, you have to replace it Legora Migazlin. Says about what we could do, and Rashi is Mefurish not like that. Come, we'll read the Rashi inside by us. It's Mefurish and Rashi and Gittin, and there's all the longest. All of the Rishonim and all of the Sugi. But first to see the Rashi by us. Look in Rashi by us. And Dibur HaMasir, Kolecha de Meikor. Kshoch lo ave shove gu arba, ve ashto kshemeshalem shove zuze, ve su loy. Loy mi boy alog. Now, these are the two lines. Nehi nami de achaperle. Nehi nami de achaperle. Achilas trumo. Betashlume mide. Achaperle. Is yoitze kapore with one. Miumo moide de koyenova. Steht klar in Rashi, sagt das was Emes. Und das mir eine Schuhe angeht ihm. Steht in Rashi, dass der Tashlume Kapor Shom is only one. Is only one. You don't need to pay the other three. The other three is with Din Gazlan. So we have a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus and Gittin learned that when the Gemara says Legola Migazlan, it means like the Chazanish, like the Yeshua, that all of the four become Tashlum and Trume. I mean, all the four Nefkeminis are not true. And Rashi steht nicht das Lei. The Achaperle. So we have two Zachen. We have to build the machlekes in the sugya and gitti. Although before that, the ma'aser of Tveig is asking four questions. Comes the Rashash and says, no, no. Rashi learns like he says. You can't take it away. In Rashi shtei, one is a kapore and all of the three is cash. No shayla about it. And no shayla about it that he could be moichel. And no shayla that the chomish is from one. And it's the shayla boichel from asatzma, you don't pay it. As I is before Shem Rashi. Zog de Rashash. So what we will answer up Kivegis Kashas. So why the Gemara says it's not of Kemina? Are you if the Fidomim will mishalem, for sure that he will have to pay. So the Rashash comes with the Amtsor. The Val will have to go with the Rashash, but this is the only easy way out. Zog de Rashash, Rashi learns that the Gemara means like that. There's never a tzad, even when the Omer lefidomim, if you ate in the Mikoros Shov Arba v'Hashta Shov Zuzah, how much you have to pay? When the Omer lefidomim, Gersh, how much you'll have to pay? Mikoros Shov Arba v'Hashta Shov Zuzah. What? Mikoros Shov Arba v'Hashta Shov Zuzah, when the Omer lefidomim. Four. Mikoros Shov Arba, four. V'Hashta Shov Zuzah, when the Omer lefidomim. Lefidomim u'meshalem. Four. He has to pay four. Not one. Four. Zog de Rashash, only one will be Kodesh. Rashi learned, of Tveger's Gilu learned, if Lefidomim u'meshalem, for sure the whole four is Kodesh. If Lefimido, Rashi learned one is Kodesh, the rest is Tashlum Ekzeva. For then Tveger, so why the Gemara says there's no Nefkemine? Mikore Arba v'Ash Nezuz is a big Nefkemine. If it's a Domim, all the four are Kodesh. Femida, one Kodesh, the rest not. The Femidomim, everything is Chomesh from four, the Femida, not. If the Femidomim can be Baruch, the Femida, he could. Zog de Rashash, Rashi learned, Kodesh is only that amount. There's only 1 kilo Kodesh in the world. Doesn't make a difference how you will turn it. The only Shaila is, so Frank Gemara, so what is the Shaila? This is what the Gemara means to say. Money has to pay. Kodesh is only one. So where is the nafkemine? Zog di gemore, the nafkemine is glikule. If mikore shove zuzah v'ashna shove arba, maybe it's enough to pay only one and to give a quarter of a kilo, and that'd be enough. But we never had a tzad that I could create more truma from a kilo. This is the chab of the Rashash. So I want to be madish. We madish only in tchilas asugi. We have a sugya that the Gemara has a suffix that Shlomit Trumah is lefimido lefidomim. Now, the Gemara states that there is no nefkimine only if Mikore Shove Zuzah v'Ashna Shove Arba domim you give one, minute you give four. But if Mikore Arba v'Ashna Zuzah, Likula Arba you'll have to give four because we're going to be gazlan. So if Kimege has, but it's a big nefkimine. Lefimido you give one and the rest is money. Lefidomim everything is Kodesh. This is what Kiveger's cash. The answer of Kiveger is that Shita Sateses and Gittin and David, you have to see the Sugi inside. Be'iyun Rav. Shita Sateses and Gittin Nundala Dibur Amasril Avol, that all of the four become Kodesh Legoa Migazlem, it's a Pshat in the Tashlumi. Shita Rashi Shteit Nishtas. As Fasemis also, he doesn't make Rashi in Tases. He didn't see the taste in Gittin, yeah? He says he wanted to say that. He says, I found a Rashi. Then he said, maybe I will say Lav Dafkas. But I found a Rashi. That was Rabbi Meir found again. You have to know. Rabbi Meir didn't say a shikul teire that the legorah migazman that everything becomes kodesh. Rabbi Meir was bedayik the Rashi and he thought that everyone holds like the Rashi. So, but we have a Rashi. We have a Rashi. Zok Rashash. Rashi learns that even lefidomim. More from Kilo can never be Kodesh. So this is what Rimor says, so mine have Kibina. Ochal Alba Vashto Shavazuze, Kodesh will be one. Either way. And money anyway you'll pay. So mine have Kibina. This is the eighth of the Rashash. Maybe the end of the Sugya will have another eighth. But we're taking out, or we're starting now to go to learn the Sugya and Gittin, and the Ike Rashi that we'll have to learn and Gittin is Rashi and Gittin, Undalet and Mudalef, Dibur Amaschil. A very, very shver Rashi with a Teisves to explain the Machleikis, Rashi and Teisves. That in Teisves it's clear that Lemanda Omar Lefimido Meshalem, Ikora Arba Vashto Zuze, that we have to pay one as Mido and you have to pay another three as the Gora Migazlen, all of them become Kodesh. But we'll see, this is the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Rishonim and Giti. And then Rashi will state, only one of them becomes Kodesh. The rest, as we did in Gazna. We have Rabbi Meir against Gashe. So we'll have the answer of Rabbi Meir against Gashe. So it's better to see good for tomorrow the Sugi and Gittin, Mudalev and Mudalev, the Rashi and the Tesis. Be'ez Hashem, we'll go to the Mamakim of the Sugi.